If you're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Thursday afternoon, Mike Tenora at T-Storm Weather in Chicago is on the line with us today. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good, Todd. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing very, very well, though it's still wet here in our part of the world, and it looks like it'll stay kind of cool and maybe a little bit of drizzle around. What do you see over the next couple of days, and how quickly might we be able to dry out the Midwest?
Well, you're right. We do have some showers out there today, and we will see those continue across the eastern half of the Corn Belt, not only through tonight, but into portions of tomorrow as well. Temperatures also stay fairly cool over the next several days. So we don't have a really great scenario for the moment. It will be cool. It will be a little bit showery, and that pretty much lasts through the next 1 to 2 days. Now, we do have some changes that take place this weekend and more so early next week across Illinois. Out in the desert southwest, there's been a very hot area of upper-level high pressure. That expands from Sunday through Monday and eventually envelops all of the central U.S. as we move into the middle portions of next week. So for Illinois, that means we'll see a sharp warming trend beginning Monday and then continuing through the middle of next week. We think the temperatures next week will be considerably warmer than what we've seen over the last couple of days, with high temperatures in the 70s and the 80s. You can even make an argument for 90-degree readings at one point or another within next week, though the highest chance for temperatures that warm are further to the west across Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and into Missouri as well. So a lot warmer. Now, we don't have a whole lot of rain out there for the first half of next week. There is a small chance that we should mention Sunday night and Monday, but the better chances are definitely further to the north across the Dakotas into Iowa and parts of Wisconsin. So we think that we'll start to see improving conditions for planting across the southern half to two-thirds of the Corn Belt, including Illinois, later on next week.
When you look around the globe, are there any other places that you have been watching closely that either are doing really well or give you some grave concern?
We don't really have a whole lot happening worldwide right now, which is generally good because that means we don't have a whole lot of problem areas that we can see. The one thing that we are following is what's happening in Australia right now. It has turned sharply drier over the last week, but prior to this week, it was very wet. So wheat planting, which is taking place now in Australia, is looking really great. We had a lot of rain earlier in their winter. Now it's dry, so planting should be taking place fairly quickly. The only thing we have to follow is that an El Nino appears to be developing across the world. If that happens, Australia oftentimes stays dry, not only for the next couple of months, but all the way through the end of the year. If that were to take place, we'd have to keep a close eye on their winter wheat crop. But at this moment, we don't have a whole lot of concern.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us, and we look forward to talking with you again next week, Mike.
Sounds great. Have a good one.
You too. Mike Tenores with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois, joins us here on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. You have a great afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason.